Well, before we do the talk, let's just close our eyes. Because they've come along way on the highway and the traffic and automobiles and buses and trucks, we're kind of uptight. There's an empty bank in the state of rock. And we really can't absorb increase. So just close the eyes and breathe normally. You are in the moody house of your own brain and beauty itself. Watching and listening to all the requirements, not analysis. Simply appreciate that you've been here.
Listen, listen, listen to my heart's song. Never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen to my heart's song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen to my heart's song.
feels like someone. Most of the place has lots of questions to ask. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that's been made . Do we take on the karma of others that we work with? Yes, no, maybe. All three are correct, depending on. on the time. Give you an example. There was a blind man that came to Jesus when he was alive. And they asked him, who sinned? Did the man sin that he born blind? Or did his parents sin that he born blind? And Jesus said, neither. But this is to the glory of God. Not what God wanted to be blind to. To do what? Make Jesus prove you Jesus. Remember the prophet that? You can sin to be born blind. That means you have a past life if you believe it or don't believe it. And one doctor said to me a long time ago, I don't believe in past life. And the last time I was here, I didn't believe it. And you can accept genetics or heredity, then our parents are bummers doing something and that has come up and have to be blamed for it. And then Jesus comes along and says, name it for the glory of God. Underlying it all is timing. And the timing is what is referred to your moment of birth. The scope of the heart. You call it horoscope. You see, you have to come in at a certain moment of time. But you don't know why you're coming in. And for that reason, environmental programming dominates all your behavior. Until you have to encounter and ask yourself, what is it all about? And the way out of this shell is the Eastern people call it Maya or illusion. And when you break out of it, you say you become enlightened. But enlightenment is such a nebulous word. And what are you breaking out from to go where? So these questions create a great deal of problems for people wanting to identify with their true nature. Some teachers give the answer as your karma is the cause. And then you ask the question, what is karma? And they say, karma is desire. Then you ask yourself, is desire a good thing or a bad thing? And nobody can ask you enough. Well, yes, no, maybe. As a human being, you have to stay healthy in order to survive. And if anything that erodes you from within, make you sick. That condition is not healthy. Therefore, if you take an answer to your problem and it generates the highest guilt and the highest erosion, you'll end up a dead person. And for that reason, you're all living with the least guilt. sight of the younger man. But when the sun is still at night, do you know if you're a man or a woman? What you know is going on there now. Now if you don't wake up, and there's no guarantee inside that brain of yours that you're going to wake up. All your friends around you are going to bury you. And you may not even know where the heck you are, because you didn't wake up, you have no memory. So you see how you're trapped with your illusion of your own self-imposed labels. And what you call these are. Now, Buddhism says attachment is the cause of suffering. You never said desire. When you go to bed, don't you tell yourself you're going to get up to go up tomorrow morning? Don't you always pre-program yourself what you're going to do the next day before you fall asleep? Is that desire or attachment the end result of what you're going to do the next day before you fall asleep? Last night when you left the bed before, what you said? That you're going to get up today? No? Computers are like that. You don't put in the right information, it's not going to play back. Can't punch A to get B. You punch A, you get A, right? You punch B, you get B. So you punch in last night to wake up today. How many of us punch in not to wake up? Now by the same token, punching in the data in the form of a suggestion or hypnosis, that's the no-no. There is no desire. Because you program it with yourself. You tell yourself what you got to be. You got to wake up tomorrow. And if you don't tell yourself not to wake up, would you wake up? You don't put things right. That's the curiosity, you know, the cat. But curiosity, there is that way. So you are a victim of what? Alphabet. A victim of numbers. And worse, a victim of geometry. And you don't know your soul. You think you have a soul to save with your body. Kind of preposterous idea. You walk around with your body, I'm going to save my soul. With what? From desire? From taking out somebody's unfinished condition by touching them and cutting them? Then Jesus says, to the greater glory of God. So he touched the man. Well, how did he touch him? First by spitting on the ground, as if he said, oh, you disgust me. You people disgust me. Then he rolled up the bar, sticking the guy's eye, and I said, you're well. That's how you heal the man. Even when he said to Brother Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Imagine Lazarus said, no man, I get enough to eat, no matter, this grave is a joint. Lazarus got up. But then Jesus was saying, Father, I did not say it in a wrong voice, only because of the people around. I did not have to say that in the Lord's voice, only because of the people. The enlightened person is enlightened through the language, the living, the alphabet, the numerals, and the geometry that is programmed into the brain by the divine. And to break through that, they tell us we must go back within the body and look at it, how we are put together at birth, in order to be free once and for all from all kind of aspects of those numerals, letters of the alphabet, and geometry, and equations. So unless we are born again, we can't have this new level. It don't mean fall out and cry glory, hallelujah. It simply means you are the sperm that got to be opened and you're a winner, not a loser. Losers cannot be born. Plain cold facts. But every trick in the book to A to Z was pulled away. We pulled every trick in the book. You may not remember. But if you look under the microscope, you see. You are a composite of the sperm and the ovum. Not the sperm, not the ovum. You are a matrix. That's why you are soul. You don't have soul. But you may go around telling yourself you want to save it with your body. And go through many incarnations in that understanding. Until you come to the incarnation where you accept that you're born a winner, then all the others can become incarnations. They don't have it from nothing but human beings. The day you accept that you were born a winner in that incarnation, free from all the previous ones that you didn't have the understanding, you got enlightenment here and now. Free men are a lot of deception. Nobody is here to punish you but yourself. It's your big fat mouth and your memory bank. And don't worry about the other person and his anguish and frustration. They're going to get to start on the 2 feet eventually and get out of the ball of it. And you ain't taking on their problem. You may clean up their anguish by helping them, patting them on the back like you probably have to. But rest assured, they're not taking on. They take up their own 2 feet of dead wall. Take up the dead wall. And their own 2 feet. The temple of God is here already. You don't have to look here. The design, the structure, and the occupant is the same individual who occupies you. That occupant occupies you. Therefore, we are all the same. When we close our eyes, and the sun is here in the unified field of oneness. And therefore, Brother Jesus would say, I am the Father of one. You see me, you see the Father. Physics is telling you the same thing. Einstein's unified field theory is the same. Energy equals mass times the velocity of the square. We are a composite of the 144 elements embodied as tissue, ready to take on the responsibility of living now. First, accepting that we're born winners. And among winners, we must respect each other's strength. We don't have anyone's way to live. We can hate each other from fear, frustration, and guilt. We can hurt each other because we're playing the biggest movie called Kriyak Iron Creation. The iron is never off, it's on. And we are acting this big ion, and we play it in the form of Rolls from horoscope. And the director, you may call him Satan or devil, which is God himself, testing his own creation to see his word. If God gave the world and God is real, then he must have been created by Satan. Who was? Yes, director, not a producer. We are the actors. We came to act a movie called Kriyak Ion. And we got one Oscar waiting for us. It's called Immortality of the Cells. Leave it or take it. Or else Yogananda left his. Many other great saints left theirs. But the Jesus took his. Beautiful holy house, we're going to place. We are here for eternity. And they showed us the coming to be that eternity. And Dario has no intention to set up any franchise here. He doesn't have competitors. He has inheritors. We are the inheritors of this creative system. Well, we may not realize it. We may need many, many incarnations or roles to play in the scope of the horror to come to the one realization that we were in. But whatever incarnation you come in, and you, whatever particular role you have to play in the horror scope, that incarnation is the one you want to understand that you want to make. To him that overcometh, I will not send forth a second time, but I will make him a pillar in the hope of the Lord. That incarnation that you can understand and accept, you are the winner. Then the rest will be put in the garbage, and this one incarnation, if this understand, you can live it to the end. Because the horoscope is 50-50. Break even. 50% of the time you're going to be aggravating, and 50% of the time you're going to be compensating. And you come out doing it well. All the great teachers have come to be our spiritual nursemaids. Clean up our nose, wipe our head, let us straighten our face, stand for everyone. But when you realize it yourself, then you begin to live the moment of the night and not the moment. So, you're not taking my mark to be crying. And karma is not merely desire. If karma was only desire, then the biggest karma maker is God himself. Because he said, or she said, that's when you don't show this, not you. Come let us, not plural, make man. That's a craving, that's a desire. Come let us make man in our own image and likeness. That's all the root fundamentals of craving. Male and female created it. And God breathed breath of life into man. And man became living soul. Go forth, multiply, have dominion over the universe, no set of franchises. That means don't be attached to anything, because when you're sound asleep, there's no need to be attached to. Rich man, poor man, everything is the same. no better means the ability to cope with it. Then the true meaning of desire or calm is in the word itself, deep sire. Sire is to rule or reproduce. If you rule or regulate your life, you will produce noble action to the glory of your divinity. Therefore, there is no attachment to your service and discipline. It's called the selfless service, otherwise known as charitable activity, otherwise known as the good Samaritan act. Do you see the freeman of long distance? Your heart opens more to serve, and the healing power moves within you without you having to wish for it. That's why all the different schools that teach different techniques of awakening oneself to the reality of the principle of the force is to let go, let go. So, we all learn one fact, that we can only serve when we are in harmony with ourselves. We can't really serve any other harmony. And for that reason, we are given certain instructions throughout the centuries. And the most ideal instruction is cleanliness is next to godliness. Let's put it this way, cleanliness is godliness. Clean up your act. Put your head together and start living for the glory of God. Because God has already become you. We never become God, but we become God reality. And that is the key to attachment. Yet at the same time, to make this transition, we need direction, because our programming and our conditioning has left us in this state of frustration that we are never competent or we never measure up, because we fail to judge by comparison. And when we don't do that and look at the role we play in the incarnation we are in, there is no inadequacy. Because the role you play is the moment of birth. It's called the horoscope. The environment was here before we came into the body. We come into the body to play the role. The movie script is written. The good actor is one who makes his role come alive and realizes in the end that the reward is the best demonstration of his ability to perform. And that's why Jesus is saying, not my will, but my will be done. And you look at the horoscope of Jesus, it's pretty rough. But look at the hospital he got. A pillar in the house of the Lord. And this is written for everyone. The joy of living here, particular role. And that's the good thing. The universe is a big place. It's our home. And creating the telegraph has no intention to go out of business. And for that reason, if one would like a trip in time and would go out, I would say midnight eternity. So you see, infiniteness is in our nature. Attachment to desire is the only cause of the suffering and the comparison. When we disengage from it, we start to get back to our true nature. The body starts to heal from that. Consciousness starts to focus on the importance of consciousness. And then service, the ideal. It is not what religion you belong to that makes you great. It is the fact that you're born a winner. You are great. Put your confidence in that reservoir because it brought you out against all the rest to be the winner. And it will never let you know unless you deny it existence and put some other idea to trace it. Represent the truth of it. And if you don't put any idea in place of that reality, it will not make sense. It's a difference between living to die and living to live. When we live to die, all the negative ideas keep reinforcing themselves. And we run into others who are constantly trying to reinforce those ideas until we begin to live to live. Then we will meet those who are reinforcing the ideas of living to live instead of living to die. That's when we say, when the student is ready, the master is here. The master in the art of living, not your master. One who gives you the insight into your own true nature so that you can master your life and live to live. Then it's enough that we live. The master is not going to be scientific after the master. We become true friends in the art of living. We want the show to go on. Centuries ago, they developed techniques to help us to look inside. And those techniques eventually centered on one word called meditation. The Oriental people, in order to preserve their knowledge, hid the science of meditation in the word itself. And so for many centuries, no one knew what the heck they were talking about. But thank you. meditation.
That's why they call that the word pleasant.
Until you understand this, you can go. You're already on the periphery, and then get bored and come back. For those who can work it, don't extend it to no other way of life. The M stands for mind. And then you ask yourself, what is mind? We're told by Brother Jesus, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. Now, I don't have time for you if I'm going to love the Lord thy God with all of my mind. Because my mind only has three rates. Objective is to look at you. Subjective is to look inside of me. And superconscious is to transcend them all. Do I have any time for you? Very selfish. It's very universal. Mind. Mindful. Everything is. And you want to dig a hole, you look to go to where the mind. It's already very difficult. So in your own mind is a mind. Funny. But and yet you got to be mindful of it, full of it. Mind, mental, labor. If you don't be, you don't have no mind. Try it. The day they cut the cord and you step away from mama, and you didn't breathe and hold that breath, you would be perfect in the too. Being the ground again like golden soil. Living soil. We are living soil. Part of what it's all elements. Not living soul. This became living soil. 144 elements. But this one is petrified soil. Come, let us make a manifestation of a positive and a negative holistic movement. And breath of life is the oxygenation, the gas that fills the excuse called consciousness. It's in a cellular form that it can grow forth, express itself to its sense of nature. That is what that whole connection is. We're going up into space. We need to learn our space knowledge. Who may make us speak out that we don't have some of their capabilities, and at the same time, we have capabilities that they don't have. It's in the mind. Where this mind is moving us, all of the mind, not part of it, all of it. All of your heart pumping principles in you that give you the MVP. That's the pump. Strength, that's the respiration. You don't breathe, you don't have strength. It's going to be here. And soul is identity. The E is energy. Conscious energy. conscious in the sense that we can recognize, we can relate, and we can talk to, utilizing sonic. Early in the evening I said to close your eyes, but don't analyze, just watch and listen, that you're already a cosmic TV camera and motion picture house, and that the inner thought that is directing you, you couldn't tell it, that you couldn't forsake it or forget it, right? Your creation. But this principle that moves you by the current in the socket, you plug into it, you light up the bulb, providing the gentleman here the electrical bill.